We're Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches, and we're here to coach you up today. And Barb, we're going to be talking about a journey, a lifelong journey. Mm-hmm. And it's a lifelong journey of three, of a husband and a wife with Jesus Christ in the midst of that relationship. It's really a spiritual connection of three. And, you know, that lifetime journey, Barb, it's a little bit like, just imagine a couple running partners. And they are running a marathon, and they are running side by side. And within the course of that 26 miles, these runners are going to have all sorts of different emotions and different experiences within the experience that they're running together. I mean, at one point, one of them is going to be strong and be getting a second win and a third win and a fourth win. I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. And the other one's legs are going to be wobbly, or it'll become inverse then, and one person will then begin to be weak and the other one will be stronger. But they'll be encouraging each other on, cheering each other on, keeping pace with one another, mm-hmm. connecting throughout it, yet they are each running the race.
Yet their conditioning is different as well, Gary, and the tools they bring to the race, they won't be the same. But they've entered the race for the same reason, and that's because they've decided to finish that marathon together. They've probably started with a plan. We all have a plan. But along the way, when we're running a marathon, you got to improvise because things come up, things happen, things don't play out perfectly. And so in the same way, we're looking at this journey of a marathon likened to that of our spiritual intimacy in marriage.
Well, Barb, my buddy Steve Farrar says, have you ever heard of the 49-yard dash? And I remember the first time I heard him say that, I thought the 49-yard dash, it's not the 49-yard dash, it's the 50-yard dash. He goes, yeah, but a lot of couples only want to go 49 yards. Mm. And I thought, boy, is that a good word picture? Because you know what? It's a 50-yard dash. It's a marathon. It's a relay, a 400-meter relay. You know what? You don't run short of the goal. You've got to break through the tape and get to the other side. And that's a lot like creating spiritual intimacy in a marriage. You know what? It takes spiritual discipline. It takes time. It takes stumbling. It's blending the uniqueness of a husband's style and a wife's style, and then both of them submitting to the work that the Holy Spirit is doing in their lives to grow them unto the man and woman that God designed for them to be.
Well, when you train for a marathon, you're practicing by yourself, you're training by yourself, and then you do it together. So in the same way, that's how it is in our spiritual journey in marriage as mm-hmm. well. When your mate is struggling, you've got to encourage them. When they feel uninspired, give them some room. Don't judge, but encourage them and support them and be there for them. You rarely run the exact same stride, whether it's in a marathon or in the spiritual journey in a marriage. But when you purpose to run and finish together, your marriage is going to be strong. So allow for the differences, allow for the individual growth, but make sure we have corporate growth as well in marriage.
You know, Barb, we started out, over 36 years ago in this thing called marriage and the spiritual intimacy. And I tell you, it is a lot different today than it was then. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't just, you don't just leap into a sophistication or a maturity or a godliness of humility and serving one another. You evolve into that over time, but you don't do it naturally. Mm-hmm. So you don't evolve naturally. You evolve intentionally as you submit to some disciplines. And so we're going to talk about some of those, because if you want to have a great marriage, you need to practice some of these spiritual disciplines. And nobody wants to practice them, but nobody wants to do the work for training in order to run a marathon. But you can't just run a marathon.
And the struggle is so very important. The very first woman runner to win 3 gold medals in the Olympics, her name was Wilma Rudolph. Gary, she was the youngest child of a very, very large family. When she was born, they said she would never walk. She was crippled.
Yeah.
She got the 3 gold medals, but listen to what her words said. She says, "Believe me, the reward is not so great without the struggle." So when we struggle in our marriage, when we struggle for whatever spiritual intimacy is within our own lives, and then to be shared at a corporate level in fellowship with our mates, when there is a struggle, the reward on the other side is so much greater. So how do you get there? You train up. You practice it yourself. You read the Bible individually for yourself. You embrace it. You comprehend it. You apply it. And you plant it deep within your heart. And then You read it together as a couple.
Yeah, and you know, Barb, of course, we love to coach husbands to take the spiritual leadership here. But over the years, what I've learned, both experientially with you in marriage as well as coaching others, is that every husband and wife have a uniqueness of giftedness. And so you may have a wife that is so attuned in her Bible reading and is learning, and she may be learning something, and the husband has got his own style of doing that. And so a lot of couples get stuck there because the wife says, well, if the husband doesn't initiate, then I'm not going to respond. Then we're not going to have a spiritual intimacy in our marriage. You know, Gary Rossberg, go tell those men what to do. And I always look at that and I go, okay, that would be ideal. But you know what? Let's grow up and adult and be adults in this deal. And if the wife has some proclivity and the discipline and the training, then with grace and love and honor and respect, you know, put your arm around your husband and say, you know what, sweetheart, could we read this together?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's okay. And Barb, there are seasons in and out where you've done that for over 30 years and it's worked, you know, and you will prompt something because the Holy Spirit's prompting something in you that I'll go, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, most husbands are not going to go, no. They just may not have a top of mind. So a wife can complete her husband, coach her husband, be interdependent with her husband, meet something in him that he may not be as aware of or alert to, but it can still have the end result of the growth and the encouragement. So you're not only reading individually, but you're reading together. But Barb, it goes beyond that, although that's primarily the issue is being in the Word of God.
Gary, when we pray together and we just hold hands, it is so tender.
Yeah.
And
that's kind of the next area is praying, isn't it?
It is. And when you just reach out and you pray and you're tender and you just, it's coming from your heart. You can be a person of few words, and yet it is so meaningful when you reach out and you connect. That can really pull a couple into spiritual intimacy.
Yeah. And you know what, Barb, we call a conversational prayer, and it's just, if you will, sentence prayers going back and forth, you know, three or four exchanges. And you don't have to preach a sermon. You don't have to take an offering. I mean, you don't.
It's kind of like a seesaw.
It is just kind of or a teeter-totter or something. You're just kind of, well, let's just show them. It would be like this. Yeah, Father, I'm so grateful for Barb.
And Lord, I'm so grateful for Gary.
And God, thank you that we get to do this together.
And this is just so special, getting to pray together.
And we need you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
See, that's kind of a conversational prayer. It's, you know, we love to coach couples at conferences worldwide. Do that. And then look at each other, you know, maybe squeeze each other's hand, give each other a kiss, and then leave the room so you don't mess it up afterwards. Mm-hmm. But that's the connection that occurs between a husband and a wife in their praying together with Christ. But it's more than only reading the Bible. It's more than only praying together. You know what, Barb? It's also, in so many ways, embracing the Sabbath of Sundays and really choosing to honor the Sabbath and worshiping together.
And relaxing. I think that's a day of refreshment and restoring and just kicking back. I mean, that's, the Lord loves us. He knows that we get tired and weary and we work hard. So take advantage of that day, the Lord's Day. And always, always encourage your mates to find other relationships, other men for your husbands, other women for your wives, to be accountable in those relationships, mm-hmm. to grow in their faith.
Yeah, to be in community with them.
Absolutely. And not to control, but to be accountable. And to grow in fellowship and to experience that beauty and that unity of having fellowship in the body of Christ, to learn to love one another deeply, to learn to cover one another's backs, to learn to pray for families outside of your own family and pray for others. It keeps us moving and reaching out. That's why we're on earth.
You know, Barb, it's interesting. Christianity really is a team sport. I mean, if you look at the Trinity, you have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. I mean, and within the three of the Trinity, you know what? It is remarkable how God reveals himself to us. When you have a husband and you have a wife in relationship with Jesus Christ, it's a team sport. Christianity is a team sport. God did not design it for us to go alone, but to go it in relationship with one another, starting with him. We're Dr. Gary and Barb Rossberg, America's Family Coaches. You want to join the conversation? Then go to americasfamilycoaches.com.